and welcome to another edition of Yacht Crew Vlogs right here on Yachting International Radio. My name is Ria. I am your host, and I'm very pleased to welcome my next guest. She is Amy Stokes Waters, and she is the owner of the Cyber Escape Room. That is so cool.
Thanks. I like to think so.
Yeah, we hear a lot about the fact that the cyber world as a whole doesn't have a lot of females operating within it. So for me to come across somebody like you that has come up with this really cool, unique idea and is part of the cyber world, I thought I have to have her up.
Yeah. There's not that many ladies. I think actually it was a decline in the amount of women in cyber last year.
Yeah.
Went from 21% to 17%, I think, which is a bit shit.
Really? Tell us about you. Where are you from? What got you into the cyberspace? Give us a little brief history.
Probably much like most people who get into cyber, I fell into cyber. I don't really know that many people who've done like a cyber degree and been like, yeah, I'm going to go do cyber now. It's like one of them things that you just end up in, I think. So I started out being an IT project manager. But that turns out you have to have quite good attention to detail and pay attention to things for long periods of time. And that's not really my... So then I got headhunted into sales, into IT sales, and then, yeah, like I said, fell into cyber sales. And then every customer that I talked to, we were talking about cyber training. And it was just the stuff they were telling me, I was like, this is so boring. It's just so boring. Like slides and videos that you've got to sit and watch for hours at a time. So yeah, thought, can we make it a bit more fun? Can we make it a bit more engaging? Make it more memorable, something that people want to get involved in. But yeah, I guess that's where it came from.
I think it's really cool because we all know escape rooms. We all have great fun with escape rooms. And I think that's a craze that sort of started about 10 years ago. But the idea that you're actually learning tools that you can take into your work, into your everything through this game. So tell us a little bit about it. Give us sort of an overview.
Yeah, so I've got a couple of scenarios, but the most popular one that we've got is called the Executive's Dilemma, which I always have to say in that weird voice, and I don't know why, but literally every call, I'm like, it's the Executive's Dilemma. So that weird, I know. The premise for that one is that the CEO of a company has been subject to a ransomware attack and then done what every good CEO does in that situation and gone into hiding and left you to deal with the shit. And you've got an hour before the gang's going to leak the data to the press. So you've got an hour to get the data back, essentially. And you get left with a locked briefcase, a phone, a wallet, and a notebook, and an hour on the timer. And we're like, off you go. And it should teach you around password security. So there's stuff in there about not having passwords that you could guess. So like people's birthdays or anniversaries, not texting passwords to people in plain text. Not reusing passwords. So it's, like I said, it's all based around password security. That one. Yeah, it's super fun, super engaging, gets people talking to each other. We ran it as an event a couple of weeks ago for about 50 CISOs. And yeah, they all loved it. They all said it was much more engaging than going to a conference or whatever, because you actually had to talk to other people there and get to know them super quick and work out what your strengths were. There was a bit of a leadership element, I guess, in it, being like, I'm just going to direct what we're doing. But yeah, it's super fun.
I'm not sure about you, but I tend to find that conferences, especially when it comes to cyber and IT, you generally have some really weird people up on stage talking in monotone.
Yes, pretty much.
And there's nothing engaging about it at all.
There's a lot. I always think a lot of cyber conferences are sales pitches because people are paying for that slot on the stage. So a lot of it is just a big sales pitch. Unless you go to something like B-Sides where they've got people talking about actual things going on in the industry, or like DEF CON where obviously a load of hackers go. But yeah, a lot of it just seems to be a big sales pitch. So yeah, they're not really experienced. A lot of the time it's not experienced speakers that are up there. So yeah, they're not as engaging potentially as they could be.
It's hard to learn. I don't know. I'm a bit like you. I can't sit in front of a screen for 4 hours or 5 hours. And like, it's not my thing, right? I like to do it at my own time. But this is fun. Do you have high school students that are interested in this kind of thing?
So I am looking at the education sector. I've not had any students do it as yet, but all of the people that I've talked to that work in kind of academia or education or high school and stuff, they've all said they would love to get the students involved in it. So I'm currently developing a shorter one, like 20 minutes. In fact, I think it's ready now. So I've got a 20-minute one. That takes a bit less time. It's a bit less high-tech. It's literally, you don't have a laptop or anything, or phones and stuff with it. But it's still the same concept, which I think will be perfect for schools because that's at the lower end of the price scale as well. So that one's 200, 250 quid for you to buy outright. So yeah, I think that would be great to go into schools with. But yeah, like I've had, while I'm testing the escape rooms, obviously I can't test it because I know what the answers are. So I keep getting my family and friends to test it. And I had my cousins test it the other week and they work in school. And they were like, can we get one for school? Can we take this to the school that we work in?
So how does that work? Do you do conferences or is it like a software that people can purchase?
Yeah, so it's a physical box that you get given. So like I said, the first one's got a briefcase in it. The second one's a cash box and some other bits that goes with it. So you get it posted out to you as a box, but we can bring it on site and do it as an event for you. So I'm working with a couple of MSSPs who are doing like a customer-facing event, and they wanted to bring a load of their customers in and wanted something fun for them to do for hours. So we've worked with them and done live events like that. Or I've got the Ministry of Defence. They borrowed a box for the month. So I just sent them a box. They're playing with it, and then they're going to send me it back. Or I've got a council that have just bought it outright because they want to be able to run it with their executive team on a regular basis. So yeah, there's a few ways to get involved with it.
Say, for example, you're on a yacht and you've got your crew. Is there something within your system that would just give them like the basic knowledge of cybersecurity so that they can protect their phones or get an idea that when they hook up to like public wireless and that kind of thing, that there is issues?
Yeah, so it is all aimed at end users. So it would be perfect for that kind of environment. I think the friend that introduced me to you, he was saying it would be great. He works on yachts and he was saying it would be great for the kind of crew to do something because it would be really interesting as a use case for them actually because they're the kind of people that are always together. When I'm talking to enterprise organizations, it's like everyone's working from home. But I guess on a yacht, you can't really work from home. You've got to be there. They're probably like the perfect use case for it because... Yeah, so you're all together. It's teaching you about really basic cyber stuff. So it's like password security, phishing, that kind of thing. It comes with, if I just post it out to you, it comes with a booklet as well. It gives you all the learning outcomes that you should get out of the back of it. It gives you some ideas. If you're facilitating a session, it gives you ideas for questions you could ask off the back of it just to get people thinking about what they've just done. And I'm currently just developing a bit of online training material that'll go along with it that won't be onerous at all. It'll be 2-3 minute videos that'll explain these are the things that you've learned at this.
I think there's something that's lacking, and especially cybersecurity wasn't such a big thing, and cyber criminals weren't such a big thing 5 or 6 years ago. It has grown exponentially. And we don't really have a knowledge of even the basic of cybersecurity and data protection. Yet we are in this stage of our lives where you're banking, you're shopping, everything is online. Now we're getting into visas and passports and that kind of thing. And most people don't really have much cyber awareness.
Yeah, I mean, most of my friends are not in the cyber industry. And when I go talk to them, like my friend thought she'd been hacked the other day. And I said, okay, but the same for everything. And she was like, yeah, but it's a long password. I was like, but if it's the same password for everything, then it's not difficult to see how you might get hacked across multiple platforms if you've got one bloody password for absolutely everything. But she just never thought of it like that. Because like you said, you never got that kind of thing at school. No one ever tells you it as an adult unless you're probably in an enterprise environment where they have a compliance requirement for you to do some training. But even then you probably don't pay attention to it. So like at this event a couple of weeks ago, I was in a room full of security people and I said to them all, put your hand up if you've done security awareness training. So everyone put their hand up. I said, now keep your hand up if that awareness training meant that you clicked play on a video, went to make a cup of tea, came back and hoped that video was finished so that you could quickly run through the quiz at the end. And nearly everyone kept their hand up. And I was like, you guys work in cyber. This is your specialist subject. If you're not engaging with it, how can you expect your sales team, your marketing team, your end users, how are you expecting any of those people to engage with it if you're not even engaging with it?
They're so true. I see all these things that are happening and I'm seeing it grow and grow. And I think cybercrime is actually the second largest criminal enterprise in the world now. And they are now coming at you through Facebook accounts. They're hitting like massive companies and it's just blowing up. And people still aren't aware.
But that's the thing. There's a big thing in cyber where we always say users are the weakest link. And I'm like, the users are the weakest link. Why are you protecting them with shit? Give them some better training. If it was a firewall that was misconfigured, you'd probably quite quickly go and reconfigure that firewall and make sure that it was strong. But when end users, we just sit there and go, you guys should know about it. We've given you this really boring training, so you should be able to get on with it. Why is that the attitude that we all seem to take to it? But that's not how it should be. Because if you look at like the latest hacks that have been happening, like the MGM casino?
Yeah.
That was a voice phishing attack. So someone just rang up the help desk and convinced them that they needed a password resetting, and that's how they got into the network. It's not super complicated attacks that are happening. It's just that the end users are not aware of these kind of threats.
And what they're doing now is they're figuring out the passwords, and then they're just pretending to be you in your own account and sending out emails and sending out this and sending out. And people just aren't aware that's happening, and it's happening all the time. I saw in my email inbox the other day, it was supposedly from Meta saying, you got to click here because you violated our. And I'm like, you know what? I haven't been on Facebook for the last 2 weeks. And if the stuff that I used to post didn't violate any of Facebook's rules, then I know I haven't violated anything in the last 2 weeks. To me, other people, if they start panicking, they want to put the fear in you so that you do click on it, and then you're lost. Because the minute you click.
As soon as you have that fear, then you start making irrational decisions. So you don't really think things through. So that's why they're always trying to instill like a sense of urgency. So it's like, click here now or your account's going to get deleted. Or click here, or it's like this sense of fear that, like you said, that your account's going to go. And then they're like, if my Facebook account got deleted, it's got like 2,000 pictures of my daughter on that I don't have anywhere else, so I don't want to lose my account. So yeah, that would. And I don't pay attention to them phishing emails, obviously. But if I was less aware about it, then that would be exactly the kind of thing that I would immediately click on, because I'd be like, shit, I don't want to lose access to this account. It's got all this important stuff on.
Yeah, and that's what they bank on, right? That's exactly what they bank on. I hope that I'll be able to trial this out one of these days, because I think it'd be pretty cool. And I it sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah, it is really fun. Like when we did that event last week, the feedback that we got overwhelmingly was that it was super engaging. People were talking to each other. They had a lot of fun doing it, and they actually learned something as part of it as well. So I hit all the objectives out of it, which is great.
Nice. We're going to provide all of your links down below this interview when it airs. So if people want to check it out, the cyberescaperoom.co, I would definitely recommend everybody out there check it out, because like you said, this new one is 20 minutes, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How perfect is that for your crew? Because that's the basics, the minimum. They would have fun, and at least they would have, you know, a vague idea of what cybersecurity is.
Yeah, exactly. It gets you thinking about things that you might not necessarily consider like through the day. But because you've done it, because it's hands-on and it's interactive, so there is an actual science behind this, not just made it up. There is actual science behind it. So if it's actually hands-on and interactive, your brain makes more connections. See, the memories are deeper within your brain, so it's easier to recall those memories. So if you're not thinking of changing a password and you've done something about passwords in an escape room, you'll think back to that and think, oh shit, I meant to actually do it like this instead of just whatever you might have previously done. So yeah, there is actual science behind the learning outcomes from.
Amy, I want to say thank you very much for giving us your time today, and I wish you all the best of luck, and yeah, come back.
I will do, anytime.
Her name is Amy Stokes Waters. She is the owner of the cyberescaperoom.co. You've been watching another edition of Yacht Crew Vlogs right here on Yachting International Radio. My name is Ria. I have been your host. We'll see you again next time.